At one point, he even provided humanitarian aid. The car now has been given to Mercedes-Benz Museum in Stuttgart in Germany, and they have given him a brand new C-Class in return. Not a bad trade. So if you want to go and see the million-mile car, well, I say million-mile, 2.8 million miles. I mean, that is one heck of a set of miles, isn't it? 2.8 million miles. He's even travelled across war-torn Yugoslavia, when it was Yugoslavia, of course. He's been to Belgrade. He's been to Greece. He's been to Turkey. He's been all over the place in his car. 2.8 million miles. My goodness gracious me. He needs more than the C-Class for that. I wonder how many miles he'll get out of a newer car. I mean, he bought this thing back in the 80s, as I say. It wasn't a new car when he bought it. It was a 1976 build Mercedes-Benz 204D. And it's now clocked up. It's recorded as the highest mileage Merc in the world. Yeah. Bar none, highest mileage. How many times has it gone round the clock? I couldn't think. I know it'll have gone round the clock once a time. Anyway, what's up? What's it up? What's it onwards? It is Boy George. Everything I own. I wonder if they'll give him anything, any new cars.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm.
kiss and your wedding bells. You look the picture of contented new well. But from the onlooking fool who believed your eyes, I wish this grave would open.
Of your kiss.
Jam and the bitterest pill. I talked about bitter pills, rat population. Now, if you're scared of it, well, seems to be that the rodents are growing in some places to the size of small dogs. Yes, the feast on our discarded KFCs, leftovers, takeaway boxes, pizzas and all the rest of it. And whilst it might be, you know, I'll just chuck it in the garden, I'll just chuck it in the bin type thing and it'll fall in the lane and, you know, people throw them out their car windows and car parks and stuff. Well, you are creating a problem not only with the littering effect, but also rats. They're getting bigger and bigger because they're bulking up on the protein that you're throwing out. Mm-hmm. Now, before you consider fleeing the UK to live on a desert island away from the rats, well, there is one thing that actually can deter the rats. It's dead easy. Rats do not like it. Now, rats have a very sensitive nasal kind of sort of sensory, you know, the smell, the sense of smell. And there's one thing that you can put in your garden or put on your doors and stuff, and it smells divine to us, but to rats it is awful, and it is, of course, peppermint oil. And yeah, if you want to keep your rats out of your garden or out of your kitchen or out of your house or wherever else you might find them running around, get some peppermint oil. Rats have got, as I say, a very sensitive sort of sensory of smell, and the powerful aromas that are given off by these things, rats hate. They despise it. So if you want to get rid of rats, yeah, get yourself lots of peppermint oil, sprinkle it all over your garden, sprinkle it everywhere. You'll soon find the rats will be packing the bags and moving on. Mm-hmm. Mice don't like them either, so if you've got a mouse problem, mice don't like peppermint as well, so you can get peppermint all over the place, and set yourself away. The rats will be on their way, peppermint oil. All you need to do, apparently, is get one porous rock. You know, the sort of stuff you find in your bathroom. Drop peppermint oil onto it, put it in your garden, leave it. Job's a good one. Another one is a tennis ball, of course. You can use a tennis ball, or you can use a cotton bud. Or not cotton bud, a cotton ball, you know, cotton wool balls. Put them all together, wrap them up, stick them in a big ball, fill them with peppermint oil, hoy it in the garden. Job's a good one. Hey, no more rats. Anyway, onwards with the Thompson Twins. It is Monday morning. It is a wet Monday morning here in the northeast, and I don't know what it's like where you are, but I bet you need a doctor sometime soon, because yeah, well, it's that time of year.
You there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Just talking about that rat story there. Did you know an incredible 9.5 million tons 9.5 million tons of food worth billions of pounds are discarded every year here in the UK. Yes, and a large proportion of this, if not recycled, could end up in landfill, which will of course worsen the problem of greenhouse gas emissions. Lots of food and drinks can be saved, however, and you can freeze them in little ice cube boxes if you want to. I mean, the money-saving experts are turning around saying you could suggest saving, for instance, small ice cubes of wine, red wine, for sauces and stocks and stuff like that. Creams for sauces and soups. Herbs, you can freeze them as well. But what else can you put in the freezer to save money? Well, as the winter's moving along and coming towards us, and, well, we've got the budget just around the corner, Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert, is giving some advice on what you can do to, well, minimise some of the costs and some of the things that you're going to have to shell out. He says there are some do's and don'ts about freezing stuff. Eggs, oranges, potatoes and almost every other fruit and vegetable can and should go in the fridge. However, onions, pineapples, bread, bananas and should be kept well away from the fridge. Instead, they should be stored somewhere cool and dry. And, well, you can actually freeze bread. It is fine to freeze it. And what the experts are saying is to stop bread going stale and to prolong its life, put it in the freezer the day you buy it, take it out a slice at a time or two slices at a time for toast or sandwiches. Personally, I wouldn't do that. I can't abide frozen bread. There's just something about it. And, you know, when I go to the bread bin, I like to kind of open it and go, I think I'll have a slice of bread and some sandwich. And if it's in the freezer, you're going to have to wait 30 minutes or whatever for it defrosting, and I don't think it tastes the same, to be fair. I don't think it tastes the same. Yeah, so there you go. If you want to save money as the winter comes in, there are some tips from the Money Saving Expert. You can find out all about that on Money Saving Expert Gurus or Martin Lewis. Just Google Martin Lewis Money Saving Expert, and he's saying in his blog that you should rethink your food storage habits and slash your grocery bills as the winter comes in. And of course, as I say, in October, we've got this budget that everyone's kind of talking about. Will it be the end of Keir Starmer? Well, there are predictions by some groups to say that Keir Starmer won't be in power himself. He won't be Prime Minister by Christmas. And Angela Rayner, his sidekick, well, goodness knows what's going to happen to her. And the Chancellor of Exchequer, well, she's in for a rough ride as well. So let's wait and see how that one pans out.
I could be happy, I could be happy. I'll go to sky, my
altered images, I could be happy. Oh, bless their cotton socks and socks that are cotton. Hey, if you've ever gone for a job interview, a top interviewer and HR personnel manager has revealed something that you should really do. You should, if it's a lie, tell a lie. And what does she mean by that? Well, if you're asked in an interview, are you seeking jobs elsewhere? The natural reaction is to say, oh, no. This is the one for me. And of course, what this person is saying is that sells a sign of desperation. It sells a sign of, well, you know, I need this job more than you need me type thing. And, that puts the interviewer in a stronger position. What they're actually saying is it's human nature. They have a right, or they take the right to say, ah, right, we can dangle you on a string, we can play you along because, well, we're in control now. So what they're saying is, what this woman is saying is, if even if you're not looking for other jobs, say that you are. Yes, I am actively searching employment elsewhere. And when they turn around and say, oh, can you tell us where and what you're looking for? You then come out with the coy answer and say, I would prefer to keep that confidential if you don't mind. It's an easy get out. And this HR expert is saying it works because it makes the company want you all the more. It's a kind of a mental thing where they say, oh, hang on a second, she's looking for work, or he's looking for work elsewhere. We want him, or we want her. So let's give them a job. So yeah, if you are asked that question, I've never been asked it myself, but if you are asked the question, are you interviewing elsewhere? Are you seeking, are you being interviewed by other people for other jobs? Simply say, yes, I am, but I'd rather keep it confidential. Apparently it works every time. We wait and see. Right, I'm going to dedicate this one to my wife. We were at a party on Thursday night, the second anniversary of the Little Theatre and the Stage Right Newcastle group getting together. And, I sang a couple of songs on the stage because, well, I like to rattle a tune out from time to time. I was going to sing this one, but I never got the chance, so I'm going to sing it for her now. Or rather, I'm going to play it for her.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything.
Daily Drop with George Herron.
Take a step back in time with me, George Herron. I'll be taking you back to a time when we weren't in lockdown, the music was good and we could go out and about and enjoy the sunshine. So sit back and enjoy a step back in time with me, George Herron, right here on your favourite radio station.
Bobby's girl, if I was been wishing for.
Susan Morn there, Bobby's Girl, going back, stepping back in time to 1962 with me, George Aaron. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing. Well, I hope I find you well, and we have got some fantastic tracks lined up for you, taken from the year 1962. It's going to take you back, and it's going to remind you of, well, the good days, a better time. What was on in the movies? Well, Lawrence of Arabia, To Kill a Mockingbird and The Manchurian Candidate, and Elvis Presley in Girls, Girls, Girls were hitting the big screens, and on the small screen, The Avengers, Z-Cars. Simon Templar was, of course, the Saint, and Dixon of Dock Green was on his beat still. And this one, Neil Sedaka.
Come a, come a down, doobie-doo, down, down. Come a, come a down, doobie-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't wanna be, and I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, love don't
need of a woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over. Trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides. You bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
Marty Robbins there, Devil Woman, stepping back with me, George Harrison, back to 1962. What a fantastic year it was. It was the year the Beatles auditioned for Decca Records, and get this, ladies and gentlemen, strangely enough, they were turned down. The US Navy Department introduces a brand new elite special forces. They're known as the Navy SEALs, and the first crewless subway train is introduced into the subway networks of New York in 1962, and Ranger 3 is launched to examine the moon's surfaces. But get this, it misses the moon by 22,000 miles. Bing Crosby's on the road to Hong Kong, and again in the movies, well, we were looking at some Carry On Cruising, Mutiny on a Bounty, and Haratari with John Wayne. That was 1962, and Cliff Richard, he was the man that you wanted to dance with.
Well, do you want to dance and hold my hand? Treat me, baby, I'm your man. Hug me all through the night, oh baby, do you wanna dance?
Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance?
We'll be right back.
a step back in time with me, George Herron. I'll be taking you back to a time when we weren't in lockdown, the music was good and we could go out and about and enjoy the sunshine. So sit back and enjoy a step back in time with me, George Herron, right here on your favourite radio station.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain. If I wait for cloudy skies, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. You'll never know that I still love you so, though the heartaches remain. I'll do my crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery. I look for stormy weather to hide these tears. I hope you'll never flee. Someday when my crying's done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
Now, the wonderful sound there of the Everly Brothers, of course, Crying in the Rain, big in 1962, which is the year that we're going back to. And who was in charge of what? Well, Charles de Gaulle, he's the President of France. John F. Kennedy, well, he's in charge of the USA. And Harold Macmillan, he's the President, the Prime Minister, sorry, of the United Kingdom. And the most famous person in the world at this moment in time, in this particular year, well, it's none other than the man himself, isn't it? It's the man, it's Elvis Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life.
don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope tonight. Toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope tonight.
There you go, the king himself, and arguably the most famous person in the world in this particular year, 1962. I think everybody in 1962 knew who Elvis Presley was. What was going on the telly? Well, there were some great things on the telly here in the UK. Watch With Mother, Benny Hill, Fireball, XL5, and Animal Magic, to name but a few. Noggin the Nog was on the telly. Do you remember Noggin the Nog? Well, only a person of a certain age would remember Noggin the Nog. And remember this guy? For you, ladies and gentlemen, Opportunity Knox. Yes, Opportunity Knox was on the television. Dear me, I remember Opportunity Knox. And if you're a little bit young and you don't know what I'm talking about, well, go on to YouTube. I'm sure you'll find Opportunity Knox. It was the forerunner to things like Britain's Got Talent and the other one, X Factor. Opportunity Knox was a talent show, wasn't it? It was kind of like where you went on as just a general, you know, nobody off the streets, and you were either good or you were crap. Quite a lot of them were good. And I remember one young lady called Lena Zavaroni. She won Opportunity Knox one particular year and went on to be very, very famous before. Sadly, she left us long before her time due to some mental health issues and illnesses. Anyway, moving the show along, we're looking back to 1962. It was the year that the BBC first aired the very first black and white episode of a TV series that we still watch in this very day. It starred Wilford Bramble and Harry H. Corbett. It was, of course, Steptoe and Son. Dear me, 1962, 58 years ago, and it's still on the telly right now.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel, I swear I won't give in. Then my baby starts to smile at me, and I know, I just can't win. When my little girl is smiling, I can't stay mad at her for long. Why should I want to fight when I can hold her tight? I just don't care who's right or wrong. Oh, let me tell you now, when my little girl is smiling, there's nothing more I can say. I see those big bright eyes, and then I realize that girl is gonna get her way. But you would understand her wish is my command. If you were in my place, when my little girl is smiling, it's the greatest thrill there can be. She gets her way, it's true, but I know I won't be blue as long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me.
She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say the seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. There's more than seven wonders in this world. I just met number eight. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hoped she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me. Everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me. Oh, my Venus and virgins.
Oh, who could forget Venus in Blue Jeans in the year 1962? And as I've said, Elvis Presley, the most famous man, but it was another famous man, and he was circling around planet Earth in a spaceship. It was, of course, John Glenn. He becomes the first American to orbit the Earth from his spaceship, Friendship 7. The orbit takes a mere 4 hours and 55 minutes, and he orbits the planet 3 times before he successfully returns to Earth. Planet Earth. The SS Craig Company opens its first store in Michigan, USA, and it goes on to become Kmart, of course. And Taco Bell is also launched in this very year. It's the first store ever to be opened, the Taco Bell store, and it will be opened in California. Bob Dylan launches his debut album in the USA, and James Hanratty, one of the last people to receive the death penalty in the UK, well, he's hanged for the A6 murderers, ladies and gentlemen. Many believed he was actually, in fact, innocent, but in 2002, new DNA testing came in, and, well, it proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that he was actually guilty of those murders. Take a step back in time with me, George Heron. I'll be taking you back to a time when we weren't in lockdown and the music was good and we could go out and about and enjoy the sunshine. So sit back and enjoy a step back in time with me, George Heron, right here on your favourite radio station.
Face. My lips were only six, I was your big brother. Then when you were 10, we didn't like each other. When you were 13, you were a funny Valentine. But since you've grown up, your future is sewn up. From now on, you're gonna be mine. So if I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16. If I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You've turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Tra-la-la.
Well, we're stepping back to 1962. It was a year that saw the world going crazy at this latest craze that was hitting the streets of America and eventually coming across the Atlantic to the streets of the UK. It was, of course, the twist.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one. And a diamond rings that twist in the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist time is here. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. The world goes crazy at the latest craze to hit the streets of America and, of course, across the pond here in Europe and the UK. It was, of course, the Twist. What else was going on? Well, Jack Nicklaus, the golfer, makes his first appearance at the ripe old age of 21, and it's the year of the World Cup tournament being held in Chile. Brazil go on to win the trophy 3-1 against the Czech Republic. Yes, indeed they do. Well, of course, it wasn't the Czech Republic back in 1962. No, indeed it wasn't. Norwich City win the FA League, beating Rochdale in the final, and SL Benfica beat Barcelona 5-3 in Amsterdam and take home the European trophy. And after the loss of Ranger 3, remember that one, the one that missed the moon? Well, they tried again. The Americans sent up Ranger 4. This time it did actually hit the moon, quite literally. It landed on the planet and disintegrated. They'll get it right one day, and we know they did.
Cause I'm a wanderer.
Gentlemen be around the lady be buzzing. Just count to ten, then count again. There's sure to be an even dozen. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Now there was two butterflies casting their eyes both in the same direction. You'd never guess that one little yes could start a butterfly collection. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same. Let me tell you now, I'll say one and one is five. You can call me a silly goat, but you take two minks, add two winks. You got a one mink coat. When a girl gets coy in front of a boy after three or four dances, you can just bet she'll play hard to get to multiply her chances. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Any generation, you know to play the same. Hear me talking to your mother nature's a clever girl. She relies on habits.
take two hares with no cares. Pretty soon you got a room full of rabbits, parakeets, and in-between tweets sometimes get too quiet. Uh-oh, but have no fear, 'cause soon you'll hear a parakeet's riot, just try it. A multiplication, that's the name of the game. In every generation, you know they play the same. Yeah, it's multiplication, that's the name of the game. And each generation, they play the same.
Take a step back in time with me, George Heron. I'll be taking you back to a time when we weren't in lockdown, the music was good and we could go out and about and enjoy the sunshine. So sit back and enjoy a step back in time with me, George Heron, right here on your favourite radio station.
Was going on in 1962. The very first live test of a Polaris missile takes place just off the coast of Hawaii in the Pacific, and it's accepted as the new nuclear deterrent for the submarines right here in the United Kingdom. This is the first year of the World Cup tournament being held in Chile, and Brazil, as I say, go on to win, beating Czech 3-1. Adolf Eichmann, the Nazi war criminal, is hanged in jail in Israel, and his body is burnt, and his ashes are then scattered into the Mediterranean Sea. And 12 East Germans decided they're going to try and escape from East Germany, and they do. They dig a tunnel under the Berlin Wall and end up in West Germany. And 1962 is the year when audio cassettes first entered the market, built by Philips, based in the Netherlands. Now, you just wouldn't know what to do with one if you got one now, would you? Yes, we're looking back, we're stepping back in time to 1960.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that floozy named Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales.
I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt.
some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Sound of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Sherry. Of course, that was remastered, wasn't it? Because they put on, well, they put on their show, the Jersey Boys, over there in Broadway. And I should know, because I went to see it not so long ago over in Broadway, and it's now here in the UK. And if you haven't seen it, ladies and gentlemen, it's well worth going to see when we get out of this lockdown situation. But we're looking back, we're stepping back in time to 1962, and we're talking about what was going on. Well, Neil Armstrong, he took his X-Craft plane to the dizzy heights of 40,000 feet. It's the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis, after JFK is shown evidence that there are Russian missiles indeed in Cuba, and they're pointed at America. Oh, the situation in Cuba worsens when a US spy plane is shot down over Cuba, and as a warning, the US then go out with their ships and drop a few depth charges on Russian submarines to scare them off. Oh, dear me, dear me. That was a very, it was probably the closest we've been to World War III for a very long time. James Bond movie is out this year, and it's Dr. No with Sean Connery playing the British agent alongside Ursula Andress in that bikini shot. Remember that one? The Beatles signed their first contract with EMI, and they quickly released their new single, Love Me Do. And Born in This Year with Steve Irwin, Tom Cruise, Evander Holyfield, Garth Brooks, Jim Carrey, and Guns N' Roses singer Axl Rose. And, of course, me. Yes, indeed. And leaving us this year, of course, was Marilyn Monroe. She died at the age of 36 after a drugs overdose, allegedly.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion. My little baby says I can do it with thee.
There you go, little Eva. She was doing the locomotion in this particular year. And up in space, well, it wasn't just John Glenn that was floating around up there. No, indeed, it wasn't. A brand new satellite went up. Can you remember what the satellite was called? 1962 is the year. It began its first transmissions, making TV from America available in the US, in the UK, and in Europe as well. It was, of course, Telstar. That was the satellite's name. And somebody decided to go and make a song about it as well. Telstar, the very first satellite TV as we knew it back in 1962. Well, what was else was on the television? Double Your Money. You remember that? Take Your Money or Your Box. Dr. Finley Casebook was on, and Emergency Ward 10, Jukebox Jury. And that was long before Top of the Pops came around. Bill and Ben, the Flower Pop Men, to name but a few. What were you doing back in 62? Well, there you go. I was just being born. I was born in 1962. 58 wonderful years ago, ladies and gentlemen.
If I hurt him, I'm sorry. Please tell him that I love him. No matter what the trouble may be, we can talk it over. I've never been so blue. I wait right here for you.
And then I know if I should cry, if I should ever die, when you tell me what he said.
Please stay.
die when you tell me what he said. When you tell me what he said. When you tell me what he said.
Helen Shapiro there, and I'll tell you what he said. He said that was the year 1962. This was me, George Herron, and you've been listening to Step Back in Time with me. Well, that's all I've got time for today. I'll be back again real soon with another show. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with the most famous man of 1962, allegedly. It was, of course, Elvis Presley. Good night, God bless. See you soon. You take care, you stay safe, and, well, stay indoors.
Her hair is soft and her